there, and happy Friday to you, to the Take Two family. This is your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie, and you are the key person. And this is our September monthly unscripted show. This is where I bring absolutely nothing to the table by way of topics, but you introduce every single topic and anything that's on your mind or your heart. If you want to revisit a past topic, this is the particular episode to do it. If you want to suggest a future topic, Charles is our producer. We're putting together the November calendar of topics already. See, we're already done with September, right? We only got a couple more days of September. We got October, and then we're into the Thanksgiving holiday season. So, wow, here we go, you guys, the end of 2024 already. We are getting there. So you can suggest a future topic to finish out this year. How about if you were on the line of one of our past broadcasts of Take Two and we ran out of time? You're welcome to call back and say, hey, you ran out of time and I was holding, and I'd like to state this about whatever the topic was. We'll happily bring you on air with us. Maybe you want to ask a question about the faith. You want to talk about something. How about if you have a praise report? Okay, if there's something going on fantastic in your life and you want to shout it up to the heavens and say, oh, Lord, thank you so much. Praise be to God. All glory and honor goes to God. Do it on this particular episode right now. So here's the number. It's unscripted. You bring the topics to the table. Oh, and don't get started with your weekend yet. Okay, please. I need your help. So fill up the phone lines. And if you're not Catholic and you'd like to call in because there's something you're listening to on EWTN or any of the shows or this particular show, please call us and tell us what you're learning and why you like it. Maybe you have some suggestions and we can just chat and get to know one another, because you are part of the Take Two family. So please fill up those phone lines right now. It's unscripted. So anything on your mind or heart. Also, if you have any prayer requests and you didn't get them in for our two prayer shows this month, then you can do that right now. That's what unscripted is, kind of like a catch-all for the whole month. You know, everything we didn't cover, everything we did cover that we want to revisit, we bring it all with one show that's like an open forum, and we just we go for it. So let's really fill those phone lines and make the most of this Friday going into the weekend. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986. You can also text us if you have a question or a comment you'd like to make on this unscripted. You text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response, then you text us your first name and your brief question, comment, or suggested topic. And just keep in mind that message and data rates may apply. Today's saint is Saint Vincent de Paul. And you guys who have traveled with us for many years know that every once in a while I wear the Saint Vincent de Paul golf cap that they gave to me, because I love Saint Vincent de Paul. I love the saint and I love the ministry. And actually, this day is such an important day. I would have worn it today, but it's in the other room, so I'm not going to leave to go get the hat, but you know how much I love St. Vincent de Paul, and I love the work that they do in communities. And if, you know, that's why a lot of times when they're at our parishes and they say St. Vincent de Paul is outside collecting funds, you know, they just, wow, I've seen it. I've seen it in action. I've been there on many of their locations, and they just do so much work to help others and support the community. So, and we have a great saint to thank as they have you know, consecrated the work to the, and that's their patron saint. So it's just amazing. So Saint Vincent de Paul, please pray for us on this special day. So it's unscripted. I need to hear from you. 833-288-3986. Okay, so real quickly, wanted to share with you about how this works, because some people, we're getting a lot of first time callers, which I absolutely love. So thank you so much for doing that. But sometimes people are hesitant to call into a radio show because they're like, well, what, how does this work? How is this going to happen? It's so cool. You call the number that I just gave. I'll give it again. 833-288-3986. 3986. Matt will pick up the line. He's so nice to talk to. You'll chat with him for a few minutes. He'll put you on hold. You'll get to listen live to the broadcast. So you're not going to miss anything. So don't feel like, well, you're sitting there kind of in limbo and you don't know when you're going to be dropped into the discussion. You get to listen. And then we bring you on air and we have this conversation. And believe me, this is a worldwide platform. So it's very important we use it wisely. This is time well spent. And this hour goes very quickly. 833-288-EWTN. Please call in with anything on your mind or heart. Maybe there's something going on with one of your relationships, like a relationship at work or at home or with your children or with your grandchildren. And you want to talk about it. I'll happily do that. It's kind of like free life coaching as well. So that's great. So if you have any questions about that, feel free. I've been in relationship life coaching for many, many years. So couples coaching, individual coaching, all sorts of family dynamics, whole families have come to us and it's been amazing. So there's a lot of resources out there. There's a lot of support. There's a lot of help. You just have to reach out. And this is one way, this platform, because not only are you sharing what's on your mind or heart, but you're probably representing a large amount of people that are thinking the same thing, listening to the show. Okay, so that's why this work is ministry. It's not just, hey, let's turn on the mics and have fun and everybody call. We're really doing a great service to others by building up the body of Christ and really, you know, letting the Holy Spirit prompt us to make those phone calls and to share it with people so it can help other souls. Okay, that's the kind of the mission. That's the mission of Catholic radio in general, is to introduce God to people and get them closer to God on this side of the veil and for more folks to get to heaven, right? Well, shows like this allow people to journey together and to deepen their faith and to build that confidence and the strength for the journey. And so it's really, really important that we have these conversations. And you may think, well, some of them, you know, they're so lighthearted and kind of, you know, just something that you're thinking, well, how is this really going to help me go deeper? It does, because what's happening, folks, is conversations like we're having right here on Take Two, they're not happening at the workplace anymore. A lot of people are working from home, so there's like no conversation, you know, amongst coworkers. But it's important for us to have these beautiful, vibrant, robust discussions so we can walk away a little bit changed, a little bit closer to God. And we definitely want to do that going into the weekend. So please join the conversation on this monthly unscripted at 833-288-3986. Ask any question you want. We're here for you. I'll be right back. Okay, this is your monthly unscripted here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Please call in with anything that's on your mind or heart if you want to revisit a past topic. If you were on the line yesterday when we were talking about your current situation in life, or how about this week when we had prayer requests and maybe you didn't make it on air, but you really felt like, you know, you just had to voice it to the world, please feel free to call in 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We just have a couple open phone lines. I'd love to hear from you. I'm going to get to the calls in just a moment, but it's so important. You know, I've said this many times when we highlight certain programs, certain products, certain books, all sorts of things, it's for your benefit. You know, it's anything that can enrich and enhance the journey. It makes it more enjoyable, and then you can reflect on things. You can go back to things. You can always continually inform and form yourselves in the faith. Okay, and with the use of social media and just typing things real quickly and searching for things. I mean, the Catechism of the Catholic Church, super easy, guys. All you have to do is put in a topic and put CCC, Catechism of the Catholic Church, on angels. And up comes the paragraphs. And it's just a wonderful way to take some of those the content of the catechism and bring it into the weekend discussion that you're going to be having with your family and friends, and even at the parish. That's a way to constantly catechize and constantly inform and be formed, so that you're never really like left behind. Because a lot of people will say to us, especially in religious education, they'll say, how come I didn't know this all these years? I was a cradle Catholic. I went to Catholic school. I went to Catholic high school and I didn't know this. And now I'm in my 50s and 60s and I feel cheated. I feel like something. It's okay. It's all right. It's okay. See, you've arrived today, and that's the good news. So you go from this point forward, and believe me, you know, with God, all things are possible. He moves people very quickly through the spiritual journey. So before we get to the phones, let me just share this with our listeners, things that are helpful for you, and then also ways you can listen to us. Radio FM. If you have the Radio FM app, you can listen to EWTN Radio's live stream. All you have to do is open the Radio FM app and search EWTN. Okay. Whenever you're in doubt on anything, just put in the search bar EWTN. Up comes articles, up comes ways for you to connect with us. So it's really quite beautiful. That's why the phone number is so easy to remember. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Okay, so first caller to start the unscripted for September. I cannot believe we're already finished with September. This is like unbelievable. Okay, is Holly. And Holly is driving through Ohio. And Holly is on Sirius XM 130. Now, Holly, I hope you're pulled over safely to the side of the road, or you've got a really clear hands-free device. Go ahead, Holly.
Okay, I had wanted to make a suggestion for a future show. About how praying to saints and for their intercession, and how you can get answers that sometimes you want, sometimes you don't want.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what would the title be? Tell me give me a title.
Saints and their intercession.
Okay. Got it. Saints and their intercessions. Okay. I love it. I'm making a note of it. I'm sure Charles Beery is as well. Now, what made you think of this? Is something going on in your own life?
Well, my daughter's birthday's coming up, November 2nd, All Souls, and so she passed away during COVID, and so I just think of her frequently, you know, daily, but just especially hard during this time of year, and I'm heading down to see her children, that's why I'm on the road. But when she was, several years ago, when she was trying to become pregnant, she was struggling. They were having a hard time. She had gotten married a little later, age-wise, and so she has always had a close affinity to St. Therese. So she prayed a novena to her, and how, you know, she's supposed to rain down roses from heaven. That's how St. Therese wanted to spend her eternity. But so she prayed this novena. She was working, and she had left her office, did a few things, came back to her office, and there was a red rose laying on the floor.
Wow.
And no one had been in there. She had asked around, you know, who was here, and, you know, nobody had gone into her office. And then shortly after that, she did find out she was expecting. So that was an answered prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's simple. But then, and this one may be hard for me to get out, but while she was in the hospital with COVID suffering, I was praying, we were both praying the novenas to St. Therese again. And she did pass, and shortly after that, you know, I received the flower arrangement at home, and it had purple roses in it, and it, her favorite color was purple, and I asked my friend who had sent these to me, did you ask for purple roses? And she said, no, I did not, and so that was my sign that St. Therese heard, and it wasn't supposed to be.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So,
wow.
So I'm not... answered prayer, but not the way he wanted it. But at least, you know, she was listening and trying.
Right. Well, okay. So a couple things before, you know, I can hear that it's very, you know, it's very tough for you emotionally and rightly so, because this is your daughter. Do we have your daughter's name in the book? That's the first thing, because I just brought out the prayer book.
No, you don't.
Can we put her name in? Do you feel comfortable? Her first
name?
Sure,
I would love to. Mm-hmm. Laura, L-A-U-R-A.
Okay. How old was Laura?
She was 38.
38, yeah. Way too young. Okay. So, Holly, you know what's interesting about what you shared? We get very close to the saints, okay? And they are interceding for us. And ultimately, they are working to support the plan, the divine plan, and the mission of God. Same with the angels. They work because of God's mission and instruction. And so we rely on them. We get very close to them, and we absolutely depend on them. And then when they answer in the affirmative, when they answer in the positive for us, we feel very like we have an absolute, you know, connection, an in, if you will. You know, this is great. I've got somebody working on the other side of the veil helping us. And then when something doesn't turn out the way we want it to, which you know, happened with your daughter passing, it can be a blow. It can be a blow to us in the heart. It can be a blow to us in the soul, because we counted on them, you know, and we have to get to a point, which it sounds like you have. You get to a point where you say, okay, Lord, I get it. It wasn't in the plan. I don't understand this plan. This is very painful. You know, she left behind children. You said you're going to see the children. You know, this is terribly, it's hitting us so hard with this loss, and we don't understand it. It's not the way it should be in the world. We, you know, she should be growing old with her children and all sorts of things. But that's when we have the opportunity, and I know it's so painful, but we have the opportunity to rise in trust for God. And that's ultimately what he wants from all of us. I have said this a million times, and I'll continue to say it till I'm blue in the face, until I take my last breath, that God wants all of us, and he wants us to trust him freely. And sometimes he will put us under that pressure, that pain, and allow it so that we do rise to that higher level of trust. It's painful. It's horrible. It's not right. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel fair. But we ultimately say, Jesus, we trust in you. It sounds like you've gotten to that, but do you want to speak to that? Because there's a lot of people listening right now that they have experienced great loss, like yourself, and they have turned away from God.
I know. It was very hard, because I could see her getting sicker, and you know, she was in the hospital, but we were allowed there. But I you know, I have so many people praying for her and so many prayer chains, and I kept thinking there would be a miracle. I, you know, even though I knew she was getting worse, I kept thinking God will listen. He's got to heal her. There has to be a miracle. And then, mm-hmm. of course, she passed, and several of my friends were like, aren't you angry? How can you not be angry? And I said, well, I'm sad for me. I'm sad that I will not have her and that her children will not have her. But God, for some reason, has a plan. And my faith really never faltered. Mm-hmm. I did question, because we're human. You can't help but question and wonder why her and why not some mass murderer. You know, that's always the thought. She was so good. And, you know, she just was living her life the best she mm-hmm. could, raising her baby with the best she could. Mm-hmm. And, you know, why couldn't somebody horrible go? And, you know, that's always kind of in the back of your mind. But, it was the hardest thing of my life to ever go through, and hopefully will be the hardest thing I ever have to go through. But, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. just I'm trusting in God's plan, and I know it's, some days it's easier said than done, and some days still, you know, she's been gone 2 years, it's harder than anything to get through the day. And
right. Right. Okay. So a couple things real quick. Did you say she's got one child that one grant you, she's got one child or did you say two? I just want
she
to put them.
Has two. She
That's
has
right.
Two.
Okay. She has two. So I put both the children, you don't have to give us their names. God knows who they are. So both of the children I'll put her whole family. I'll put your family. Okay. And then also the folks that took care of Laura. Where was she at with the faith, Holly?
She was very steadfast in her faith. She actually worked for the church. She was their music director, their choir director. She was working with the priest with, you know, trying to make it more traditional. Bring some of the more traditional things back into the Mass. And
okay.
She was very, very steadfast in her faith. She always had been very.
Right. So it sounds like she was very respectful of the faith. Laura was very respectful. She took it seriously. Is that safe to say?
Yes. Yes, she did. Yes.
Okay. Okay, so then you know this, as painful as it is, okay? I'm just going to say this, and I'm not speaking on behalf of the Catholic Church. I'm not speaking on behalf of EWTN. This is just me being in religious education since 1989, and I've seen a lot of death, a lot of people passing and illness. Okay, she is in the arms of the Lord, okay? In my opinion, she made it. She made it.
Yeah, okay? I agree, too. Yeah,
okay, so guess what? She's along with a lot of the other saints that passed at early ages. And we could just list them all. Blessed Carlo Acutis, Saint Therese. I mean, we can go on and on. Saint Bernadette. We can go on and on of how many left this world, in our opinion, way too early. And so she's there in the company, in my opinion, of beautiful saints. And she's now an incredible intercessor for you. That's my opinion now. Now, here's the cool part about this. Padre Pio's feast day was Monday. Okay, Holly, real quickly, because we got a lot. We have full phone lines. Padre Pio's feast day was Monday. Look up Padre Pio's life and look up some of the stories of when people went to him when they had loved ones who died early. Okay, he would respond. He would actually peek into the other side and say, okay, they are doing God's work. They're with God. You know, there was a reason, because it actually was going to benefit the family if that person went off to heaven ahead of time. Okay, now I know I'm kind of messing up the story, but Holly, if you want some good reading, read about some of the stories of people going to Padre Pio. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Holly. I wish I could talk to you longer. Thank you so much. Safe driving. Keep us posted how the family's doing, okay?
All right.
Thank you. God bless you. Okay, that was a beautiful and powerful call. Holly just freed that phone line for you to pick it up if it's unscripted, if you would like to get in on this this wonderful episode. This is a powerful one. We're going to move to Angel next, and Angel's from Perrysburg, Ohio on EWTN.com. Hello, Angel.
Hello, my darling. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I always brighten up when you call, so thank you so much.
You're so wonderful.
So I know it's unscripted. Yeah. And we've been praying. I just want to let you know, we're praying for the soldiers. We're praying for the recent deployment of soldiers to the Middle East. We're praying for our military men and women. I just want you to know we've got that part covered, but go ahead.
Thank you so much. Well, yeah, continue to pray because of what's going on there. But also I wanted to share something with the lady that was just done. My son died early of cancer and her daughter, Laura, died. My son, they couldn't do anything for him, but a lady touched my heart one day when I said, I'm losing my son to cancer. And she said, I said, he's working for God. And she said, well, he wants him up there now. He wants him so badly that he has to have him. Mm-hmm. So now he's working for God up there, not here. Mm-hmm. And it's the same feeling I got from her daughter. So she's actually blessed. It's a gift.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And you go back to Blessed Carlo Acutis, and when his mother was so pained because he was her only child, and he said, don't be sad. There's more to come. There's more to do. There's more work to be done. Angel, hold on. Don't go anywhere. If you'd like to get in on this unscripted, 833-288-3986. We'll pick up with Angel when we come back, and everyone else that's holding, stay listening. I'll be right back. catchy little music there. Thank you, Charles Berry, our producer. Great job. We got Matt on the phones. We got Michael McCall on social media. I'm waving to you guys. The chats are going strong. Thank you so very much. You haven't gotten started with your weekend yet, so that's great. We got full phone lines here on Take Two Unscripted for the month of September. So we're speaking with Angel in Perrysburg, Ohio. And before I get back to Angel, hold on 1 second, Angel. I've got to do this amazing invitation and shout out. If you're listening to us in Iowa, your station needs to hear from you next week. Iowa Catholic Radio will air their fall fundraiser starting Tuesday on all of their 8 stations. So if you're listening in Des Moines, Fairfield, Oskaloosa, or anywhere, remember to support your EWTN Catholic radio station. Also, Catholic Radio Network out of Kansas City, Missouri, Wyoming, Colorado. They're having a 5-day pledge drive next week. I'm going to be co-hosting it with a lot of other great hosts, and it'll just be a fascinating week as well. Wanted to share that. Please give generously to your local Catholic radio station as they ask for funds to keep functioning, because we need Catholic radio, I believe, now more than ever. Okay, Angel, pick up where you left off. Go right ahead.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, my son had an incurable cancer, and it was very painful. He had 5 children. He looked so perfectly healthy. He didn't look sick at all. But the Lord did take him, and I am absolutely certain that he passed and went to heaven, because I went to an old priest, I think I told you this story, who told me that the day he died, that Jesus was going to come and pick him up and take him away, mm-hmm. and there would be 3 roses involved. And sure enough, the day that my son was dying, my daughter-in-law shared at the funeral, and I didn't know anything. She didn't know about my story, and I didn't know about hers. And she said, Terry was laying there, and he said, Jesus is in the room, and this time he's brought legions of angels, and he's picking me up, and he's taking me away. And he mm-hmm. passed right then. And then there were 3 roses, a red rose on his casket, and a white rose and a gold rose that were mysteriously brought to the house by someone who they couldn't even see his face. It was like an angel opened up the door and handed it to my daughters. And, mm-hmm. you know, I was already back in Myrtle Beach at the time. So there are things that happen. There's another world there, a veiled world that we don't understand. For example, like what's happening with me and my fiancé, a lot of the men in our wedding are dying. Mm-hmm. We intended to be in our wedding. 10 of them we've lost because we intended to have a huge wedding. We still do. However, I'm feeling them and seeing them and knowing them without even knowing them. I can right. tell you their name. I can tell you what they've been through. And my fiancé is so shocked by this. And I know that God is with us. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know that God is with us, because what's happening now is an attempt to steal our peace, and we won't let it.
Yeah.
We have to go in the right direction, not the wrong direction. And my fiancé works for peace. All over the world, he works with tribes that are, you know, in the middle of this. He's friends with them, and he's trying so hard mm-hmm. to help with the peace effort, and he wants to continue. So let's stick together and pray that this
Absolutely.
Ends.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But Angel, you know, I'm so grateful to you that you called in, and I hope that Holly, I'm sure Holly's probably listening because Holly's driving. And so I'm so grateful to you that you were the next caller to just bring that added comfort, because you've been through it, you know, with your son. And so you get it. And, you know, a lot of us, it's not, you know, they say it's the most painful thing to bury a child. You know, it's not supposed to go that way. They're supposed to bury us. You know, we're not supposed to bury them. Right. And that is true. But by you sharing, and that's the beauty of what we're doing here right now with this kind of platform, is that we're supporting the body of Christ. And that includes our military brothers and sisters that are fighting to maintain our freedom. And we need to be absolutely giving them the support and the prayers, just like we need to give our priests the support and the prayers, you know, just like we need to give our family members support and prayers. And the prayers are powerful. We know that. It's not always going to work out the way we want it to, but there's always something to build our, we can build trust in God and expand our minds to think bigger, like you're doing with connecting with these other, you know, fallen soldiers and things like that. You're connecting. That is the beauty of what we know to be true as Catholic Christians. There's so much more for us, so much being prepared for us that we can't even, our minds can't even comprehend it. So I just wanted to encourage you, Angel, keep talking, keep telling your story, keep inviting folks to do the right thing, because I think you're doing a beautiful work.
You're bringing me to tears.
Aww. I love you to pieces. Thank you. I love you too. Keep in touch with us and we're with you. Okay. We're doing this together. We're all in this together. So thank you, Angel. God bless you. Okay. I'm going to move to, David, and, let's see. David is in, I just want to make sure I get the right David here. Okay. David in Sioux Falls, South Dakota on Real Presence Radio. Hi, David.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. I'm doing well. It's
okay,
it's Friday.
I'm the retired psychotherapist that told you about reducing your schedule.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Oh, definitely. It left quite an impact.
I hope it's helping.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely putting things into perspective and prioritizing. And actually, David, you actually brought me a lot of freedom of thought, which I love. I like to really ponder and pray about things. So I do appreciate your candid responses. So thank you.
Okay. Amen. Mm-hmm. A lot of people that I talk with have worry, concern, and anxiety with the church. And I'm wondering what you, in your view, think the sources of that are.
That they're worried about the state of the church and the future of the faith and all those kinds of things that are out there on podcasts nonstop 24/7?
And the Pope.
Okay. Yeah, I can tell you my person. That's a great question. Thank you so much. I thank you for asking it. Let me expand the thought of that just so that nothing's taken out of context and I get emails later saying, well, you said this and you said that. So let me just share it like this, David. And thank you for asking the question. This is just me personally, how I feel about my beautiful Catholic faith that I was raised in my whole life. I'm a cradle Catholic. We are so blessed in our faith. And the reason why I say that is because I work with a lot of other beliefs of people of all faiths that in an ecumenical setting and also interfaith setting. And so that would be our Jewish brothers and sisters. Okay. And I will tell you that we are held very high in so many areas when others who aren't Catholic or who have walked away from the Catholic faith, how they refer back to what we have. We are a vast faith. We are rich in the sacraments. We are rich in tradition. We are rich in our devotions. And so we have so much to be grateful for. Now, is the human element playing a factor in our church? I will tell you, it's been that way since, you know, I have a graduate degree in theology. I'm not trying to brag, but we had to study the faith all the way back. We had to study other faiths. And I will tell you that the human element and sinfulness have been, throughout the church and even some in church authority or various aspects of the church since the start with Jesus. Okay. And so because of that and knowing that it will never rock my faith because I, Debbie Giorgiani, believe 1000% in the Most Holy Eucharist. I was one of the fortunate ones, I will tell you, David and the others, I was one of the fortunate ones. I don't share this very often, but I hit a low point in ministry and I had a wonderful pastor many years ago that said, Debbie, get in front of the Blessed Sacrament, get to the chapel. We had a perpetual adoration chapel and the good Lord gave me a sign. If I close my eyes right now, I can see it. And I know exactly where I was sitting in the chapel and I know exactly what I saw. And so our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is present, truly present in the Most Holy Eucharist, and nothing and no one will get me to walk away and, hurt or disrespect the beautiful, rich Catholic faith that we have. People will come and go. Priests will come and go. Popes will come and go. All sorts of things. But our faith stands. And it's beautiful, and it's holy, and it's true, and it's right. And we, as faithful Catholics, are called to obedience and humility, and to really, we know the truths, we should be formed in the truths, and we just keep marching on. And so that's my answer. I have a lot more to say about it, but it would probably take the whole show, and we have full phone lines plus. But I will tell you, David, I appreciate it. You know what? Yeah, I think you can call like once a month or something like that. So every month, I would love these really deep questions from you, David. I appreciate it. It gets me thinking bigger, and that's what I love to do. That's what I do on my spare time. So God bless you, David. I hope that helps. I have to move on only because my wonderful producer is saying you've got full phone lines, you got social media comments coming in, and you got to get to everybody because you're going to run out of time. Okay, Charles, I heard you. You're doing a great job. Charles is the best producer. He's so wonderful. Well, we have great producers. All of them are great, but Charles is our producer, and he put in that new music, which I absolutely love. Okay, we're going to go to Bob, and Bob has been waiting so patiently in Buffalo, New York, and Bob is on, our friends at the Station of the Cross. Hi, Bob.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Go right ahead, sir.
Okay. Well, I've been listening to you for a while, and you had Father Cedric on. I've been running some problems and stuff. I had some personal problems coming up, and he was on, and he was talking about you know surrender and stuff like that to Jesus, and it kind of touched me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was in my car, but I had to stop at the grocery store. So I stopped at the grocery store, and I went into the restroom, and everything just went blank.
Hmm.
And I saw a vision of this man and with like a red aura around him. And he was talking to me, but I couldn't hear what he was saying. I'm going, oh, my gosh, what is this? And I tried to shake it off, and it came right back again, the vision of him talking.
Hmm.
And I couldn't hear what he was saying, but he was talking to me, and it was like, 5-10 seconds, and all of a sudden it just went blank, and I could, see, everything, and the vision went away. So I'm going, oh, my gosh, what the heck is this? So about 3 hours later, I got home from work, and I talked to my wife about it, because it was kind of, you wouldn't believe what happened to me. And she said, I told her, Father Cedric was on about it. She goes, you know what he looks like? And I said, no. So she goes, why don't you see, if it's him? So I went online.
Mm-hmm.
And there it was. It was a picture of him, but he had like a red arch in behind him, and it was him. It was Father Cedric.
So
it
you're
was in the vision.
So you're saying you had after you listened to Father Cedric being on Take Two, he talked about his two near-death experiences. You're saying you saw, and Father Cedric is alive and well, thank God, and he's preaching and teaching on EWTN and also on Christian networks. So you're saying that Father Cedric actually appeared to you, or it was just in your mind, or can you just describe a little bit more of that?
It was him talking to me.
Wow.
Yeah, but I couldn't understand it. I couldn't hear anything, but he was speaking to me, like I said, and as soon as I seen the picture with that, the red thing on it, that was him.
Interesting. So what do you make of it? I mean, did you get his book, Death, the Final Surrender? That's his book where he describes it. Just by the way, Death, the Final Surrender. You can get it on EWTNRC.com for those that want to read about it. But what was your takeaway from that experience, Bob?
As soon as I seen him, and I seen that surrender book and stuff like that, then I think, I guess, that's what I have to do. I just have to surrender.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Are you okay with me sharing this with Father Cedric? I want him to listen to this broadcast. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Okay, Bob, what you're telling me is it's confirming what I believe about Catholic radio. God is using the radio airwaves to reach us as quickly as possible. And he's doing it in every possible way through the radio, and it's happening. And the reason why we know, and there's no accident to any of this, Bob, so you'll get a kick out of this, because this I was actually going to mention Father Thomas Loya saying that how he, from Light of the East, how he talks about that God is sanctifying the airwaves. And it turns out that today's promo for this particular episode is Light of the East, Father Thomas Loya. Now, can you make this stuff up, Bob? You can't. Okay, because there's no coincidence with God. And let me just share that for folks, because he is an incredible, we've had him on the spirit world. So Bob, don't go anywhere real quick. Join us for Light of the East Radio Sunday morning, 11:30 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio. Father Thomas Loya explores chant and how cantors have a special place in the life of the Eastern Church. Now, Bob, I'm sharing that with our Take Two family, but I'm sharing it with you because there's no accident to your call. There's no accident to us talking about Light of the East. There's no accident about raising funds for Catholic radio. There's no accident at anything we're doing here. This is all, I believe, Holy Spirit driven, and it's so important work. And Bob, if that was your takeaway, you have been blessed, sir.
Well, I agree. 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, see, when we finish this broadcast, I plan on thanking God so very much that it touched you in such a very deep spiritual way. In fact, I'm getting very emotional. Okay, Bob, thank you so much. Bob, if you'd like to reach out by email, because Father Cedric may want to connect. It's take2@EWTN.com. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. Thank you. Wow. Okay, guys, this is why we do this show. Let's move to Barb, and Barb is in Greenwood, Indiana. And Barb, I just want to make sure how you're listening. Please stay with me on that EWTN app. That's how you're listening. Hi, Barb. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Thank you so much for talking nice and loud. Go ahead.
Such a beautiful call-in today. And I just love your program. Debbie, you are just blessing so many people. And I don't even know how I came across the spirit world or Take Two. I listen to them both. But
thank
it just
you.
Blesses me in so many ways. And you are such a blessing. And I just praise God that he's using the airwaves like he is.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have a very deep concern for my daughter-in-law, who's losing her faith, questioning her marriage now. She has four beautiful children. And so my heart is breaking for her and my son and these four children. So I just ask for prayers. My own husband, ex-husband, lost his faith and walked away from our marriage after 33 years. And so the enemy is on a big attack for families, as we all know. And so I just wanted to reach out and ask for prayers, because
yeah.
I know that you write their names down and you're just such a prayer warrior and encouragement. And I love you and so thankful that you have such a deep faith.
Thank you.
And using the gift that God has given you to touch so many lives that need to have prayer and encouragement. And just your love just exuberates. A love for Jesus and people.
Thank you, Barb. Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless you for those beautiful, kind words. But Barb, hold on. Don't go anywhere. I want to make sure we get a plan in place for your family. So is the daughter-in-law, is she Catholic?
No, my son and daughter-in-law are not Catholic.
Okay, but was your
Their
son...
Their four children are not even baptized. It breaks my heart.
Okay, but was your son baptized?
Yes.
He was baptized Catholic?
Yeah.
Okay, good, 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 good. Okay, so he has authority. Okay, so he's baptized. So that's a good thing. He's marked for Christ. So that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we go to St. Vincent Ferrer. I never can pronounce his last name. St. Vincent, it's F-E-R-R-E-R, I believe. Charles will confirm that. Vincent Ferrer. He has said some great things about, you know, bringing peace into families, you know, when people walk away of the faith. Okay. So yeah, St. Vincent Ferrer, that's it. All right. So go to him, but also, Barb, go to Padre Pio, and I'll tell you why.
I have been. Oh,
yeah, okay,
wonderful.
Okay, good. And I'll tell you why I say that. Padre Pio is, he is so funny. Like, people talk about St. Anthony, you know, finding things, and I agree. St. Anthony finds things, and it's just amazing how he does it, and he even, he's comical about it. But Padre Pio, when he gets on a mission with a family, I mean, he doesn't stop. He goes all out. Okay, so go. There's a Padre Pio novena. There's all sorts of Padre Pio groups. Try to get a prayer card blessed or a prayer card touched to a relic of Padre Pio, so it becomes a third class relic. Do whatever you can do and see if your son would just at least put if you could get him a Sacred Heart image. And have it blessed and just ask him to put it up somewhere in the home, somewhere. If he would just be willing to do that, even if it would be better if it's not like in a closet or anything, but somewhere in the home, you'd be very surprised what happens.
Sacred Heart image. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, Sacred Heart image, the Divine Mercy image, or Padre Pio, or, you know, any blessed sacramentals or images. Now, a blessed crucifix. Let's say that your son and daughter-in-law and the kids say, no. Say, would you at least let me give you a cross or a crucifix? Have it blessed, Barb. Have it blessed and get it into their home.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I,
okay.
Without them knowing it, I have buried St. Benedict and the Immaculate Heart of Mary medals around their property.
Perfect.
Around their house.
Perfect. But now keep in mind, you know, it's your son and your daughter that have authority over that dwelling. So that's great what you did. Absolutely great. But just keep in mind that you want to get permission from them to bring some sacramental into the home. Okay?
Yeah, I'll be going to see them in just a few weeks, and so I will definitely do that.
Perfect. Okay. And if all else fails, here's your backup, and it's a good backup because we're coming up on the Feast of the Archangels and the Feast of the Guardian Angel. Print out Psalm 91, God's protection in most translations of the Bible. And in the middle of it, it talks about your angel is there to guard you and guide you. Print it out. If you can have it blessed by a priest, have it blessed. Just say to your son, can you just keep this in your wallet? I just want God to always protect you. Okay, this way he's got it in his wallet. Okay,
just the prayer itself.
Yeah, Psalm 91, the whole prayer. Just print it out. It's in, a lot of military carry it. Make sure it's the God's protection prayer. When it's in the middle of the psalm, it talks about the angels.
Yeah, I love to read that psalm. It's beautiful.
Okay, perfect. But get
myself,
that if you so. Yeah, and you can get. There's even prayer cards with Psalm 91, and you can get them blessed. Okay, I think you got a good plan for now. I got the whole family in the book. Thank you for the kind words. Okay, God bless you. Thank you so much. Okay, I'm going to do this. And I know Charles, my producer, is going to be mad at me, but I'm trying to squeeze in some more calls. He won't be mad. He's so nice. Okay, let's go to Theodora in Buffalo, New York. And Theodora's on the Station of the Cross. Did I get your first name correct?
Yes, Theodore.
Oh, it's Theodore. I'm so sorry. I think I read it wrong. It's Theodore.
I thought
I did read it wrong. I'm so sorry. I'm going so fast. It's Theodore, not Theodora. So thank you, sir. Go right ahead.
Yeah, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
I want to let you know, thank you for taking my call. I actually, I think this was meant to be because I've never listened to this station before. I'm just listening to 101.7 FM in my car. I'm home now, but I've been having a lot of mental stress lately. I'm a young 20-year-old young man, and I have a great family. We were all raised Catholic. I'm the youngest of four sisters, only son in the family. And I'm grateful for my life, but I just got done with school, like college, and right now I'm just kind of grounded, like with what I'm trying to do with my life. But things have just been like very stressful, and I promise not to take up too much time. I know you got a lot of callers, but I've just been there's been a lot of little things that have just been eating away at me. Like, I'm sure you're aware of the Buffalo Diocese. There's been so much going on that our churches are closing. So one of my churches is closing. Our faith, like our church congregation's slipping away. It's not like how it used to be. My mom, I love her to death. She does so much for me, but she just has been having a lot of negativity and anger in her heart lately. And I always try to like make her better, but she just I feel like she's just lost her faith because she doesn't even want to go to church with me and my father anymore or my sister. And some days I see her good days, some days I see her bad days.
Right.
And
okay.
it gets dumped on me. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Right. Okay, no. You hear the music. Theodore, I need you to do me a favor. Just please do this right after the show. I need you to email me, drop an email to me at take2@ewtn.com. Take2@ewtn.com. I'll respond right away, right after the show. I've got so much I want to share with you. Don't be at peace. Don't be worried anymore. Be at peace. I'm telling you, this is the angel week coming up, and there's the angels are working overtime to help us. Frank in Alexandria, Virginia, and Jackie in Kansas, and the others, I'm not going to get to you this unscripted, but we have another unscripted, God willing, in October, so that's going to be wonderful. Please join us for Angel Week next week. Lots to say about that. Thank you to the show team. You did a great job. Thank you to the affiliates. Now you guys can get started with your weekend. Have a beautiful and blessed weekend.